Illinois State University's Gamma Phi Circus usually spends the year gearing up for its big home shows in the spring at Redbird Arena, but showtime is a little earlier this year. Gamma Phi performs Thursday at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, televised on NBC. They'll perform with Emmy winner Billy Porter. WGLT student reporter Jolie Sherman visited a Gamma Phi practice last week as they got ready for this big event.
Today I'm here with
Radiance Campbell
and Sophie Remmert,
two members from the Gamma Phi Circus, who will talk a little bit more about their appearance in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year. So to start off, that is quite an opportunity. How were you guys invited to do something like that?
We've been really upping our game with the homecoming parade these past few years. I'm really trying to incorporate a few more acts into the homecoming parade and just making it more of a production with music and dance. And I think getting used to that in this smaller setting has really helped us to showcase our talents, to get into the Macy's parade, and has helped us prepare for it as well.
Does the whole team go? Do you have to try out for this opportunity? When were you guys told this really exciting news?
We have 16 of us going to represent Gamma Phi Circus and the university. We found out a couple months ago and have been preparing since then. It was super exciting to realize that some of us get to represent the whole circus there.
Did your coaches kind of present this information in a fun way? Did they surprise you in a funny way?
It was on our big home show last April, and I was sitting on top of the wire platform, waiting for the show to start after intermission, and our artistic director, Yvonne, came out on stage and told us all right then for the first time. We had never heard about it before, and most of us were backstage, some of us were getting ready for our acts, and it was just a huge surprise.
Our other director didn't even know at the time. Literally the only person that knew was our artistic director, Yvonne. So it was new to the audience. It was new to all of the members in the circus. And it was just a crazy feeling once we found out.
What have practices really looked like? Are you guys practicing every single night during the day?
We just started practicing outside to get used to what the different weather will be like when we're in New York. It could be windy. It could be cold. It could be dark. It could be rainy. So getting used to what it feels like to practice in the outdoors is what we've been working on lately.
We started with a pretty rigorous practice schedule when we first found out, but now we've kind of lightened the load a little bit, but we are keeping up with our actual acts in the Gamma Phi Circus and then doing all this Macy's practice on top of what we're already assigned to do here. So we've been coming in early, staying late, and really committing ourselves to both organizations.
Have you guys been practicing the entire semester, or has this been, since you guys found out the news, which was what month?
So we found, we probably started practicing early September.
So the Gamma Phi Circus as a whole is a year-round extracurricular, so we start our practices in August, even before school starts, and we're practicing for our home shows. But we found out about the parade in September, and we've been practicing since, and we'll wind up those practices this week before we leave on Sunday.
So a gig like this probably comes with a lot of secrets, and I know there's information you can't share, and this might be a question where you can't share this information, but can you guys tell me what acts will be showcased, like the acrobatics? Is it jugglers, clowns, or is that top secret information?
It's kind of top secret, but I will say that it's going to be a big production and a little bit of everything, so it's something you're not going to want to miss.
And then you guys touched on this too, because you guys can't really predict the weather. It's, practices in the field house might not feel like how it will feel during, live TV. So how do you guys kind of prepare for those differences? What's the difference between performing at the Redbird Arena or in Uptown Normal versus performing in front of a live TV audience?
The rest of the circus has been really supportive. They've been coming outside with us to watch us practice. We can get a feel of what it's like to have that pressure of an audience. We perform for about 5,000 at a time in the arena, and we're looking at 50 million now with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So it's huge, and it's a new opportunity for us. And I know, at least for me, it doesn't feel quite real yet that we're actually going at this parade that we've watched since I was a kid. We actually now are going to be in it.
With all the equipment, with all your costumes and everything, are you guys flying or are you guys driving?
So we'll be flying there really early, bright and early Sunday morning. We have a lot of sightseeing and tours planned. We have a rehearsal at Macy's and costume fittings and all of the lovely stuff that comes with the show business that we're doing. So it'll be a really fun trip, kind of relaxing at times and kind of hectic at others, but we're all really excited for the opportunity we have to stay there for a whole week.
I'm Jolie Sherman, and you're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm with
Radiance Campbell,
Sophie Remmert,
two GammaFi Circus members discussing their upcoming performance in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So GammaFi is celebrating their 90th anniversary this year. What does it mean to you guys to have Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade a part of that anniversary?
It's really exciting. We're both seniors as well, so kind of going out with a bang this year is really an awesome opportunity for us. Fulfilling all these amazing opportunities has been really great this year.
For me, it's about the legacy and the tradition. I feel really blessed to have been a part of GammaFi's tradition. Being here for 90 years, getting to even be a part of just a little bit of that, and now we get to be a part of this big American tradition with Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, so it feels like it's coming full circle.
Wow, two really huge traditions. And have you guys been a part of GammaFi since your freshman year?
Yes.
Yeah, we both have.
What do your families think about this? Are they going to be there and support you guys watching either from the TV or in person?
Every year, my mom and I watch a Thanksgiving Day Parade, like in our Christmas pajamas. We get up and watch it, and she always stands in front of the TV and dances with the Rockettes when they perform, and that's been like my entire childhood. And so I'm really excited for her to be in front of the TV dancing like when we get to perform.
Radiance Campbell and Sophie Remmert from ISU's GammaFi Circus speaking with WGLT student reporter Jolie Sherman. GammaFi will perform at the 93rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thursday morning. You can watch it on NBC.